This is a Sounds Good special, Wellness in the Time of Coronavirus. I'm Tracy Ross. I recently spoke with four regional experts on wellness to find ways we can take care of ourselves during this global pandemic. My final guest is Dr. Lori Ballou, a board-certified holistic psychiatrist and president of Temple Israel in Paducah.
I have to not only base my thoughts on what I've studied and the years' experience I have, but I have to base them on the patients I see and the patients that I've been seeing for a while and then new patients. And of course, one of the things that seems to be at the top of everybody's mind is, when is this going to be over? How much longer are we going to have to be in like this? And another thing that people are saying is they're running out of things to do. So I try to help people reach into themselves and use their own creativity. People aren't aware of how creative they really can be. And now is a time that we can be our most creative, because there aren't people around to scrutinize us or to find fault with what our ideas that we're coming up with. So some of those ideas that people come up with, I tell them to go ahead and see what you can do in your own home or in your backyard to try to bring those ideas to fruition. Even if it's just a simple little thing that people think of to help you dig a hole in the yard to plant a flower. So I'm encouraging people to dig in deep into themselves and use their own creativity as a means of comfort and a way to keep them busy and give them something to do, a project, but not a project that you can read about, or of course those projects are okay too, but a project that you have in your mind. And then I have other people say to me, well, Dr. Ballou, I don't really necessarily believe in God. And I'll say to them, but do you like to go on a walk? Yes. Do you like to go out in the yard and look at the trees? Yes. Do you feed the birds? Yes. Well, how does that make you feel? It makes me feel in touch with nature, they say. And so I help them to see that that is a point of spirituality, getting in touch with nature, getting in touch with those simple things in life, that is a point of spirituality, which for those individuals doesn't necessarily have to be praying to God, but looking at the good in the world around them. And that's important, important thing for us to do right now, because we're seeing so many people dying on a daily basis. The other thing that I encourage is for people to take care of their bodies, because it's easy right now to sit around, watch TV all day, maybe read if you like to read, and eat a lot of snacks. So I encourage people to eat healthy. And we know from science that stress increases cortisol, and cortisol causes us to put on weight. So we work on things to decrease stress and also healthy snacks. So I recommend people making a bag of their own trail mix. I recommend walnuts because they have omega-3 fatty acids. And we know from science and scientific studies that omega-3 fatty acids improve mood. And not only do they improve mood, they bring down bad cholesterol and bring up good cholesterol. So you're getting an extra effect of helping your mood and also helping you physically. So I recommend walnuts, almonds. Almonds are known to help with mood as well as help bring down cholesterol. And pecans, they have a healthy fat. And then, so it has a little sweet, I say put in a few dark chocolate chips, because dark chocolate has amines in it that help mood. So make this little on your trail mix like this, and you can have a little snack on that, maybe an ounce, two or three times a day. So you're not putting on a lot of weight. You're getting something healthy, and you're fulfilling that need to want to eat something. And then I say, well, there's another neurotransmitter you have in your brain that you can generate yourself. You can increase it. And you don't have to take a pill. And those are endorphins. Well, what do people think about when they think about increasing endorphins? They think about running or getting on the treadmill or the elliptical. Well, you know, one of the most creative and fun ways to increase endorphins is to dance. So get out there in the yard and turn on the radio to some music you like, or in your living room. And if you have kids, get the kids out there with you, or your wife or your husband or your partner, and dance. Do this for 15, 20 minutes, three or four times a week. You've increased your endorphins in your brain. You've also improved muscle tone because you're moving your arms, your legs, your hands. And if you needed to improve muscle, you've done that. If you've needed to lose weight, you've done that as well. But most of all, you've increased those endorphins. So there are so many things that we as humans can do to pass the time that are healthy and that will help our mood and our body and our spirit.
Easter and Passover, they're synonymous with family and people coming together in a very physical way and reconnecting with friends and everyone coming together to worship. We've had to adapt in this time. I wonder, what do you think we lost during this period and are still losing in the case of Passover? And maybe what have we gained in the faith community from having to adapt to our current reality?
You know, we've lost that feeling of togetherness a little bit. Now, we did some virtual seders, and then I've noticed that the TV has had streaming services for Easter, which were very nice. So that brings togetherness, but in a different way. And time after time, if this is done more often, people will get used to it. So that is a little bit of loss. But what we have gained, we've stayed healthy. We've not gotten this horrible illness. And it's helped us to realize that we can have a togetherness in a different way, and that God will still protect us and get us through it. But God is also allowing us to use our intelligence and our ingenuity and creativity to make a way for us to still be together. And 20 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to do this, you know. And I've had people say to me, they're so tired of being cooped up. And you know what comes to mind for me, and I think for other people, but you know, April the 21st is Holocaust Remembrance Day in the United States. And usually at Temple Israel, we have a interfaith service, and we have the Abrahamic Council, Faith Council there from the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim religions, and a number of people from the community to remember the victims of the Holocaust. Well, one thing that brings to my mind is Anne Frank, if people have ever read the Diary of Anne Frank. If they haven't, I recommend during this time is a good time to read it. But she lived in 450 square feet for 762 days, was not able to go outside, was not able to see other people than her immediate family. And she survived that time until she was turned in by a neighbor and was taken to a concentration camp and killed. But she and her family survived for 762 days in 450 square feet. Now, if she can do that, surely we can do this, because we can still walk out in our yards. For those of us who have cars, we can get in the car and take a drive. We don't have to get out and see anybody. But we still have the freedom to go out and get the sun. So I always talk with people about that too, not to make them feel bad, but to help them to see that they have that reserve in themselves. And that's what we often forget as humans, is what reserve we do have. The human spirit is strong. And if we can tap into our spirit, if we can look at that bird out there, put out some bird seed and watch those birds, that's very spiritual to me. And I think it is to many people. And for those people who miss their church service, I'm sure their minister wouldn't mind if they gave them a call, if they Zoomed with them one-to-one like this, because there are resources out there to help others get through this difficult time. But what I really want people to know is we do have it within ourselves. to get through this time.
Is there any final message you have for listeners who may be afraid or uncertain? This is an unprecedented time. We don't have a frame of reference for this.
Well, we don't have a frame of reference. Most of us aren't old enough to remember the flu of 1918. So there is not a frame of reference as far as that kind of pandemic. But my recommendation for people is to live each day one day at a time. We as humans want to plan ahead. It's human nature. But all we have is today. So let's enjoy today. Let's not worry the day away, because then we've lost it. Let's enjoy the day. Sure, there may be hardships, but reach down into yourself for that little bit of sustenance that you can give yourself and make it through today. And then you can make it through tomorrow.
Your words were actually very uplifting. I think all of us need that during this time.
Well, I hope so. And I want you to take care of yourself. And when you go home tonight, I want you to turn on the radio or the TV and turn on some music. And I want you to dance, Tracy.
I will dance for you, Dr. Ballou. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This Sounds Good special, Wellness in the Time of Coronavirus, was produced in my home studio in Murray, Kentucky. Thanks to Dr. Mike Bordieri, Katie Englert, Eric Romanak, Dr. Lori Ballou, and our contributing listeners for making this program possible. And for the record, dancing always helps. For WKMS, I'm Tracy Ross. Take care of yourselves.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you